Okay. Where's Mesupik? Shilin bon amai. Motzi amri lei, ki achni lo chabunu kfeilo, nabdis lei, naech nabshe. Avlanan, udidan, loy, oidum loyishna, says Rashi. Shilin lebonim, meisabayin levenignivu. Vama shayim lebonim, areini mishale, oi, shile mao. Rashi says, cases, the Bailam died before it was stolen. Rashi makes a point that the Bailam died before it was stolen. I'm trying to speak out, but that's Rashi. That it's dafka that way. It's dafka the Bailam died. Gemara's suffix is dafka. The Bailam died before it was stolen. But if the Bailam died after it was stolen, then there is no suffix, and the shomer is for sure going to be kind of the cave. And to explain that, there's two mahalachim in the shomer. There's two mahalachim in the shomer. One mahalach is, the Rajah speaks out, Gnir Medvara, Dadrava, Ilu Nignava, Bechayav, Shita Dekana, Meshas Gneva. Sharei, Hoyav, Machnekayim, Tashlumin, Loy Makvi. Says the Rajah, if the father was alive, Meshas the Gneva, then for sure the father was, and for sure the Shem is going to be kainit. Why? And here the Rajba says, because he was alive, b'shas the Geneva. So it's clear in the Rajba that when is the Kinyan? When is the Kinyan being chal? B'shas the Geneva. The Hainu, it would seem they were going in Lishna Basra. Right? Because we all remember the two Lishanis in Rava, on Amar Aleph, whether or not, going to the first Lashon, So the Rajba, right here in Munhem Shechos Nechayra, he might be so posh in the Rajba, at least over here, he seems to be saying that the whole suffix of the Gemara is Lelishna Basra. The suffix of the Gemara is only Lishna Basra. But Lishna Kama, it's also Pashat that the Shaim will get it, since Yikaina Lamafrey and Mashas Mashicha. Mashanki and Lishna Basra, where Yikaina Mashas Geneva. So here we say, it depends. The Rabbi saying
if Hirash. What? Even if it's kind of a mafreya, doesn't have to be like alive at the time, that the Kenyan has to be chal now the mafreya. But he has to be here in order to make the Kenyan, no?
No.
Okay.
I had a big fight with Daniel about that this morning, and I think I convinced him. That's Pashanak. If Chama Frey, it's Chama Frey. There's a Kima tonight. He hasn't been alive for Kima tonight. Kima tonight has been Makuyim. So once he's been tonight, he's Chama Frey. When he was Makni, he was alive then. Now Knotu plays then. Now it's just a tonight Balma. Okay? As long as there was a Kima tonight. Says the Rajba that. So even if you listen to Basra, they kind of b'shas kai l'gneiva. So over here also, the father was alive, and he kind of shakas kai l'gneiva, because the Tanai is with the Shalmeini, but the Shalmeini could be even for the banim. The Shalmeini is labdav. Because the Shalmeini is labdavka. even banim, paying the banim is also kiyum of the tanai. If he dies, Mamela, if he was alive, b'shas negneva, he'll be kinder. Again, because the assumption is we're going lefi lishna basra. So therefore, if the gneiva took place, if he died after the gneiva, then vayta will be kinda. Now, what is the Gemara Safik? What is the Gemara Safik? The Gemara Safik is lefi Rashi that he died before the gneiva, and therefore, who's the one that's being maknit? Who's the one that's being maknit? The children. The children are being maknit because they yarshened it before the gneiva, and if it was stolen, that means it was stolen from them. And we say that even by them, even from them, we have this tonight. Even from them, we have this tonight. Shetirtze v'teshalmeini, k'shetigone v'teshalmeini. Then the parat k'nilcha shas k'adim l'gneiva. So there's a k'no over here on the part of the Yarshim with it tonight. And now, the Gemara is a Safik. What's the Gemara Safik? Do we say that when they're making the Tanai, in other words, do they make the Tanai? Do we say that the father makes the Tanai because it's Naich Nafshe? Gemara Shail is, does the element of Naich Nafshe, does that figure in over here? Do we say Dafka by the father is a svar of, since the svar of Naich Nafshe, so therefore there's an umdana that he wants him makin the kefil. Mashenke by the children where there's no svar of Naich Nafshe, so therefore maybe they're not makin the kefil. Or Leishna, meaning the other side is that even though there's no Naich Nafshe by the children, but it's still worth it for them. Still, there's Yoni's mathematical cheshbon over here. That's like Gosayif. It's g'day for them to get the kefil, right? To get the karen right away and sacrifice the kefil, not to be matriach medina, etc. What?
Rashi says by Naich Nafshe, he says pa'om rabba is usli kurasura.
Okay, so.
So many times he's done for me, like if they were maybe did favors for the kids as well. I mean, like we're specifically talking about a case where like.
What does he have to do with the kids? I don't know. If the case was that Punky did a lot of favors for the kids also, then the Gemara wouldn't have a child. If we know. We have recorded that this guy is a friend of the family, and he's done tons of favors for the kids also. He's given them rides, they're taking the carpool, b'chulu, took him out to 7-Eleven. He did a lot of favors for them, so then the Gemara wouldn't have the shine.
It's not the favor, is the fact that he's not sure if some make money.
No, no, oy vey. What? No, you read Rashi?
You read with the Jews? Not much you have them, we said. So that's what the favor is
making.
Because the reason being
that. Look, you're not sitting here. Did you read Rashi? Menachem just read Rashi for us. Did you see Rashi? Did you see Rashi?
Wait, then we'll see the
response. Answer my question. Did you see Rashi?
Yeah.
What does Rashi say?
Pomerelis, yeah.
Now what?
He did favors.
Stump favors. What's that, the Chinook?
Then that means anytime right. Somebody's a shomer, we assume we chose him as a shomer because of the guy who did many favors, so that for any time we can like the people only ever choose a shomer who did many favors for.
Well, we're talking about a random guy.
Lefi that side of the Gemara.
It's like over a random guy.
Lefi that Rashi, he's still at the Rabbah side.
So again, so you want to say what would happen if you find the guy the first time you met him in his life, then maybe Enechanam. Okay?
Yeah, by being a shomer, that is.
The feed that side of Gemara, so you won't become.
My shomer and shomer.
In this Rashi, is there is still that Rabban Yerid Tzedas Melin?
What?
He has rashes. Is it still at the time?
Of course, how is that?
So why, if it's Jerry, then why is it Daf? How is it? How are we going like? How are we going to specific people's minds?
We're going to general people's minds, huh?
In general, then why would he have more Kais Ruach?
This is far to say that it's far to say that part of why Machen Kev is because Nach Nafsha. What's the word? Why be hassled?
If it's Rabbanon that's making the Kenyan here.
Who said the Bon is making the Kenyan?
Yours
is that doesn't mean they're making Kenyan.
It's not that he's thinking now, the Baal's thinking, oh, I like this person or not. It's that we're going into his mind saying what
we're psychoanalyzing him and we're trying to figure out, does he want to be making the Kefil or he doesn't want to be making the Kefil?
Right, and we know.
And we have various reasons why he would be making the Kefil, and those are the reasons that we're talking about right now. One is Tzuch Beidina, is the fact that he's being forthcoming, and he's not lying about it. And Carpal, 7-Eleven, all sorts of things. Okay.
Rashi said that the Tzad that he'll still give the Kefil to the kids is that we don't care about Niyam Rasha. Couldn't it also be that we consider it that he, it's not Niyam Rasha, the fact that their father,
right.
The fact that he was a friend of the father is Niyam Rasha.
Could be. Could be. Maybe the Rashi, but the Gemara said, I don't know Leishna. Leishna him, Leishna the father. It's not sure that there is an Ech Nafsha even by the kids. Leishna, we don't care. Hey, watch the Gemara. Tastes though maybe marshmallow like you. There's tastes. You know, you don't know there's a taste about this. Right? It wasn't on the Mount Mekaymus. But there is a tastes. Look at the tastes in the wide lines, the Rivan. It's in the next Gemara. The Gemara talks about a similar case where Shalom and Isha, and she died, and he paid the Baal. According to Rivan, it's a similar case. Shalom and Isha, and he paid the Baal. When Rivan, it's not that Isha died, and he paid the Baal. So basically, the husband, the Yarshner, that's why it's similar to Shilin Libanin. And Rivan says, yeah, Mal, Filim Tim Tzalayma, the Shilin Libanim Kana Kveila, Mishun Nichus Davuhaim. So we see that Rivan learns that Yoni, that the tzad of the Gemara that Shilin Libanim Yarkaina. It's not that we don't hold this for Nechusa of Naik Nafshe. Rather, that the fact that it was Naik Nafshe to their father is a reason that the kids would also be mocking the Kefil. And that's what Gemara is itself for the guy with the issue. Okay. Now, that's the Rajba Baifan Kali. Yeah, that's just the simple Cheshbin of the Gemara. And the Fizeh. The pizza. The reason why, meaning the Gemara is Mesubic only if you need Lishna Basra. We said before. Because according to Lishna Kama, a Maknit Lemafreya, so even if he died, even if the father died before the Ganev, doesn't make a difference. Because the father dying before the Ganev of Hirashi only affects the situation Lefila Lishna Basra. Lefila Lishna Basra, the father died before the Ganev, it means the father can't be Maknit B'Shas the Ganev because he's dead. Therefore, the only one that could be Maknit B'Shas the Ganev is the children. And then we have a Shaila, are the children down on this whole deal or not? But according to Lishna Kama, where the father is being maknit from the Mashiach. So Mela, it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference. The fact that he died before the Geneva, because he was already maknit Lemafreya, as long as the Tanai will be Mekuyim. And the Tanai, there's no svara that the Tanai has to be Mekuyim to Shalmeini, like we said before, and paying the kids, that's Makim at the Tanai. If it's Makim at the Tanai, so Mele Koinit way back, Mishas Mashicha, and Mele, the Mele, you are, there's no Shail of the Gemara that the Shrine will get even with Shin Laban. That's oversimplifying the Rajma. Okay? That's without learning the Rajma inside. Now, there's a few Lashonis over the Rajma which makes what I just said not so simple. So before that, let's bring in the other Shita of the Raiva. The Rajma starts off with the Raiva Shita, who argues in Rashi. And the Raiva learns that Fakarat, that the case the Gemara is talking about, when the guy died, he died Dafka after the Geneva. And the Raiva says, Dafka after the Geneva, because then it was Roy for him to makne b'shas the Gnev. He's also going in the Lishna. He also, for some reason, he's also going in the Lishna Basra. He's also going in the Lishna Basra, which might be a problem according to the Ravid. And the Ravid says, if the guy died before the Gneva, then there's no kinyan, he can't be makna. Because the Raiva is assuming that who's being makna over here? The father. He doesn't have it sad that the children are makna. He says that clearly. So he's clearly going in Lishna Basra. Right? He says, we say he's not makna until the Ad Shasha Tiganev. That seems to be pretty clearly Lishna Basra. And therefore, he says, if the father's dead at that point, then there's no kefil b'chlal. So therefore, it must be that the father died after the Geneva. And he says, maybe he could die before the Geneva. But, and it's the children that are being machnet, like we just said, the Firashi. Dr. Raj, my name, Ubanim Layakim Layaklum. The Bundim Layakim Layaklum. If the father died before the Geneva, the father's not being Machna because he's dead. And the Bundim were not Machna. They had nothing to do with this. They just Yarshin it. They had nothing to do with this. So therefore, then for sure he won't be kind of the Kaifel. El Ma'akar must be talking about the father died after the Geneva. Mele, the father could be Machna. The male and the father could be Machna. Yeah? Oh. So in the Raiva, though, so we have to understand, saying, what was the Gemara Shiloh? What is the Gemara Shiloh? Klibishlam, if we're talking about the children being Machna, like Rashi, and the father died before, and the children Yarshin, they're the ones that are being Machna. So that's Gemara Shiloh. Do we say, Naich Nafshei, is a fact or not, since by them, there's no Nach Nafshe, they're not Machna. But if we're talking about the father, Hooray, by the father, there was Nach Nafshe. If the father's being Machna, by him, there was Nach Nafshe, right? So why is not Machna? What's Gemara Safik? Daf Min Zogim, what?
Rashi that you don't get the
kefil
until you pay
for
it.
Hmm?
Rapping only Rashi that you get the
kefil
when it gets stolen.
He's also going to Lishna Basra. What? He says. That's the whole problem. He says the father died before the Geneva, then can't be Machnid. Because Here. The Hainu Shah, if the father died afterwards, so then he was Maknid. B'shash Shainif Geroy Liknois, the Hainu Shah Sagneva. He's saying that the time to be Kainan is making.
Right, but he's in Kainan yet. When he got stolen, he wasn't Kainan yet.
He's kind of before. What do you mean? I don't know what he said. Now, so the question is, B'das Arayvid, how does he plug back into the Gemara? What's going on? What is the Gemara suffix? So you have to say, a little bit daichik, that if you're the Arayvid, the Gemara Shail of Naik Nafshe is Negeya. Even mitzad the owner, I know that, you know, again, all the cheshbainis go back by him also. I know that since, if he's the one that's being makna, yeah, if he's the one, if the kafel has been given to him, so then he says, okay, fine, I'm willing to lose the kafel because to give you the kefil that I'm supposed to get because you offer the ma'ach nafshe. But once it goes down to the next generation and it's my kids that are supposed to get the kefil, so then, and since you didn't do ma'ach nafshe to them, so why should they lose the kefil? Again, if ma'ach nafshe is a factor, so not only it's a rival who have to learn. It's not only a factor when it's the kids that are being machna, and then say, why should I be machna you to kefil because you did not nash to my father, right? You didn't do anything for me. What do you do for me today, right? So therefore, it's not only that. The rival will tell you even when it's the father that's involved over here. He also has that cheshbon that when it's the kids that are losing the kefil, maybe there's a svara that since it's no naik nafshe to them, therefore they shouldn't have to give up the kefil. Even though it's not them that are being mocked in the kefil, it's really the father that's being mocked in the kefil.
Kefil's already mocked.
What?
Kefil's already mocked. Never said
that. It's already mocked. We're putting all this in the cheshbon. Kishatir is the shalmeini. I'll be machna kefil, provided they're paying me, not my kids. Because you're paying my kids. In other words, the Rajba said, that's why the Rajba made a big deal about the Tishalmeini and not, right? The Tishalmeini is love dafka. According to the Rajba, it'll be dafka. Not because the Tishalmeini means that's some dafka me, but in this situation, since we're being Yerel Sef Daitai, and the Oymik Daitai, yeah, it's an afkamina. If you're paying me, you're paying my kids. If you're paying me, yeah. Because if he's dead, I mean, it's not that you're paying me or paying the kids, but if you're paying the kids because he's dead, and it's the kids that are losing the kefil, then the chagav is never making the kefil. That's the chayyim what you have to say. That's chayyim what you have to say. If that's arriving, he has to read the Gemara. So even though the Gemara talks about in terms of the kids, right? The Lashon of the Gemara is mash, we're talking about the kids. Shumu, yeah, what is it? Ki aknu l'cha avuno kfeila, tam zay nach nafshe. Avanan, l'idan, loy. Talking about the kids are talking about. Now l'idan, loy. Okay, so you have to smooth it out. If that's true.
Is there
a click
as when it's nice
to be kind of feed or ask? No, there's no, of course not. No. The second you get stolen, then the drive is a pelot. Why? Because then why only feed the second lashon? We're Medayik in the Ravid. And he's learning like Rashi that we're going in the second Lashon of the Gemara. Because he talks about the Shasta Geneva, right? Because Shoshoy Mak Mekayim, the Shasha in Nifka, he said, Raidat, Vishenigneva, Vacharkach Mes. Why? Because then it's possible to Maknet. Because he's alive when. Rishas and Mitzvah right to be Kaina, which is when? Which is when?
Right before the
Gneva. Or to be precise, Tain Rishosh and Nigneva. I just said that for Abraham. Maybe he's making a point there. Shosh and Nigneva, we say Pashi means Shokoid Mgneva. So, if we're saying this whole Cheshbin, that the father is also Cheshbining the Svar of Naich Nafshei, and he's also Cheshbining, he's only willing to give the guy the Kefil if he's the one that's losing it, that's losing the Kefil because he did him a favor. Favors. But the child, but once it goes to the next generation, so then he's not willing to give the guy the kefil, right? So 1 second, if that's true, then even according to the first lashon, when it's happening b'shas mashicha u'mafreya, but saif kosaif, we should have this exact same cheshbon. There should be no difference if it's happening b'shas Shachas Samach L'Gneva, or it's happening L'Mafreya B'Shas Mashicha. If we're saying the Cheshbin of the Bailim is the Maknid, he's factoring in the Naich Nafshe issue, so Mela, Vait, it shouldn't make a difference. So L'Chaira, the Raiva didn't have to say that, right? He could have learned the Gemara's going into the first Lashon. Right, the rabbi shot himself in the foot. What we think. Yeah. Because he could have learned theoretically even if he did the first lashon, the Gemara is a shayla. But the rabbi said not like that. The rabbi is clear that we're going to be the second lashon. So this, Rabbi said, Tzarchi and Gadol, Mamish.
Is it possible that he wanted to learn the Gemara according to the Kodesh Shana? The question is, he doesn't want to limit the question.
He just means even?
Even
the second lotion, but echad on the first lotion too? What?
And then it's going, even according to the second lotion, it has a problem. It can't be talking about the crash's case.
Okay, maybe. I mean, Lashon is not a mashma like that. He's like very definitive about when is the Shas Kenev over here. Well, when is the Shas Kenyan, right? Like he's like assuming that. He said, you know, okay, his dafkik must be that it was stolen afterwards. It must be that he died afterwards. Otherwise, Kumikaina, the Shasha and Nifka Roy Likna is the Hainu Shasa Gneva. Okay, fine.
Unless they're just quoting part of the rabbit statement.
Okay, so we can look in the. There's a 2-volume Raivin on the shelf, Brown Raivin, and see if there's anything more. The Kash is very simple. If we're saying with Asa Raivin that the way he deals with the Gemara and the way he deals with the suffix of the Gemara, even though the Gemara seems to, at first glance, is talking about the kids being kainah, which would mean that the father died before. We're talking about the kids being machned, means the father died before. But since Raivin says the father didn't die before, that can't be the suffix of the Gemara. So Elmai, what is the suffix of the Gemara? So you have to put the whole suffix of the Gemara, like, the kids, and put that into the father's head. And the father's only been machned, the tzad of the Gemara is, the father's only machned the kefil when there's naik nafshe, the hainu. The person that received the favor, he's willing to give up the kefil in order, because partially because the guy did him a favor. But since the recipient, if he dies, the recipient of the kefil is his children, and then I'm chayiv to give up the kefil because this guy did the father a favor. So if the father is not maknif al das, that you're going to pay the children. That would be that tzad. So if that's the tzad of the Gemara that the shayim is not cutting the kefil by shil mabanim, so that could apply even lishna kama. If we're cheshbening it in, back into the head of the mafkid, then even if you listen kama that everything is happening b'shas mashicha, still it can be making that cheshbon. There's no difference between lishkama and lishabasra. Okay, the only time it makes a difference is lishkama lishabasra if it's the kids that are doing it. So then you tell me, according to lishabasra, if the father died before and it's lishabasra, then it's the kids that are being machned. If the subject gemara comes for lishabasra. But if the father died afterwards, even if the Shabbat doesn't work, or Lishakama, where Eden Far died before the Geneva, but the Akhnaz is taking place, Mashas Mashicha, so right that the kids are out of the picture, so then there's no suffering of the Gemara. Then, in Rashi's world, it makes a difference, it makes sense, but in the world of the Ravid, which anyway we have to push everything into the head of the Makhne, so right that it shouldn't make a difference, Lishakama, Lishabasra. That's the Chayra, the Pella in this Ravid.
Do you guys talk about Mishnah Basra?
Now, what? He says the father has to be alive. Right? He says it again, twice. You have any other way of reading this?
I was reading it, maybe it's that he's just saying when he's in Kanai. That's not possible to say that? Why is he Rui?
Why is he Rui?
What?
Why is he Rui then? That's not the time to anyway, I know you want. Shas Geneva is not the Shas Geneva tonight. Why are you talking about Shas Geneva?
If you get Geneva, you can pay. You can't pay before it's stolen.
That's true, but it's not. He says Roy Lichtner. I don't even want the Hanu Shas Geneva. Avle Meis Ha'avachah B'chiha Le'koni Klal. The Avle Akin Le'Klum. Achet Tegon Avuk Farmeis. He can't be Machnid because he's Farmeis. I don't even want. He said he can't be Machnid. What?
Is this Rabbi's
Kasha? Or. My kasha. And for someone else, I don't want to. What? Okay, fine. It's the kasha asks itself. It's not the sefer tzichalei in the kasha.
Is this the same
rabbit
that has the sagos on Rava?
Yes. Now, the Rajba, when it comes to arguing the Ravid, the Rajba says. So again, so what did Ravid say? Ravid said if the father died before, yeah, then the father can't be Machna, because he's dead, and the children aren't being Machna. Right? The Ravid spoke that out. But they're not doing it. So it seems that the Rajba, when it comes to buttress Rashi Shita, so he seems to be taking issue with this nakuda of the Ravid. When he says, V'chein nearly ikker. Yeah? He quotes Rashi, he says, V'chein nearly ikker. Why? And he gives you a whole spiel. Yeah? He goes back into the whole, what's going on over here in the Flamadal and Aleph. He says, the mafkid, le'akni prasim mamish. Right? He's not maknit. They never spoke out that he's maknit apart. El denasa ka'imer, loy amru. Right, Nasakaim, as if he said, Loimar Dlay Bez the Masna Bakach. So it's really Mishum the Yard of Chamasav, Daita Shabis, etc., etc., etc. That's Kedai. Nichale, Loinichach Bedina. Right, again, the Rajba with the Loinichach Bedina. Yeah. Vilit Nishayim Kafei, Ladasim Alm. Hilkoch says Raj, Abban Miklamayim of the Nichalu, the Likni Le Shaymer Lepara, Keichlo the Chinu Beidina. Says the Ravid, says the Rajba, Hayois, it's not like there's a Masa Matno over here between the Mafkid and the Shaymer about this. Elamai's Le Bez the Masna, so Melvis, once it's just Le Bez be Masna, then even you can have it by the children. So what the Ravid says that the children aren't being Machna, says the Ravid's answer to that is that the Bailim aren't being Machna either. El Mais Le Bez and Masna. Because they're Yerlis of Daitim. So that same Yerlis of Daitim, they could psychoanalyze the children just as much as psychoanalyzing the father. So maybe there's no difference.
The children have nothing to do with it. So why would Bez be Masna?
We have nothing to do with it. It belongs to them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And their behemoth is by the Shaymer. Yeah. So therefore, you have that same tonight that shachas chayin the neighbor, they can be marked with him. Why not? It's all hypothetical. Why should it be that they gave? That's exactly the point of Rashi. The giving is absolutely irrelevant, says the Rashi.
You don't need a ma'aseh.
What?
The owner definitely needs to do some ma'aseh.
What ma'aseh? Why need a ma'aseh? There's no ma'aseh. There's no ma'aseh kinyan. Giving is not the ma'aseh kinyan. It's not the mashicha that's being kind over here. It's shachas chayin the neighbor. It's the kinyan chatzah that's being kind of. Or maybe saying like better. We'll get that in a second. One second, right? So what's the difference? What's the difference, says the Rashba, between the children or the father? Anyway, it's all fake, right? Nasakim, it's all fake. So it's a virtual kinyan. Who cares? And who cares who's doing it? Who's doing? Who's not doing it?
We were artificially inputting this into the docs, like saying this was what he was thinking.
So what? So why can't the children be saying this? That
they didn't say anything.
The father didn't say anything either.
I was involved in it.
He didn't say. That's Rashi Kasha. Okay. I don't hear strong arguments against Rashi's Taina.
Is there a Kenyan going on after
the
Besin, or is there like an actual Kenyan, or just Besin being?
Oh, that's a very good question. One second. That's a very good question. And and this is a very serious question. Obviously, I'm about to repeat it. And that is because the Raj. I want to just go on Raj for another couple lines, and then we'll get back to Neil's question. When the Rajba said this, lay bez the mask, right? So the question. Okay, the question is: is that going with Hefke Bezdin? Is Bezdin doing the Kenyan? Was Bezdin just touching up the umdano that the guy really wants to do it, and that's why he's a Kenyan? Or is it Pshat the Bezdin? Is that lay Bezdin master, right? Lay Bezdin. Does that mean Bezdin's doing it, or does that mean the Bezdin's just being Yerel Sadaita and it's really happening by itself? So let me talk. So that's a question in the Rashba. What is lay when Rashba being lay Bezdin? What does he mean? Okay, so this is really not so clear. Because at first glance, if he's bringing Lei Bezdin Masna, then Lechari would be saying, it's not the guy that's doing it, it's Bezdin that's doing it. So man, who cares, it doesn't make a difference if Bezdin's doing it for the father, Bezdin's doing it for the kids. Bezdin's doing it, not the guy. Yeah, Bezdin just needs his Nechusa. Bezdin just needs, the Yarl Sardaita is just that Bezdin has to decide that it's for their benefit to do it. And then Bezdin will go ahead and do it for them. Once Bezdin decides that's for their benefit, so if it's for their benefit, it doesn't make a difference if it's the benefit of the father, benefit of the children. That's what Rashi is saying. That would be the simple pshat in the Rashi. Yeah? One second. Now, the problem is, the Rashi goes on to say that this is all according to the second lashon. Because the Rashi says that kol shkein lishna kama the rava the amen nasik ayim alay lishna the kana paraz the tizit the shalmeni paraz gemar achshav the kani makpas haknas hamafker atzmai right afilu meis kaim shenigneva right the din of Rashi that says meis kaim shenigneva it's for sure good according to the lishna kama. And there he said, Rashi the Lashon, the Kani Makal HaKnas HaMafkin Atzmai. It sounds like that he's saying that this whole Chiddush, the Tanya Delei Bez the Masna, is only for Lishna Basra. If you Lishna Basra, because if you Lishna Basra, he's saying Delei Bez the Masna, because it's Peshas the Gneva. There was nothing going on there. But if you Lishna Kama, it's Peshas the Mashicha. Right? Then it's the Bailam himself that's doing the Kenyan, Mashma, without Bezdin's help. And therefore, then of course, by Shilin Bonim is gonna be Kainit. Why? Because the children don't have anything to do with this. It's the father that's being Maknit. And therefore, Lishna Kam, the father be Maknid Meila, and assuming that Tishalmei Ni is Labdaf, you don't need the Ni, so Meila, of course, they're kind of. Now, problem with that is, so then that again would indicate that this that he's marshaling his late bez is only for Lishna Basra, which in the gay and the sugya, that's why it's going to include the children as well.
So you don't need
Lishna Basra,
you don't need a
chutzah? What? You don't need a chutzah. Again, I'm getting to that. So, Chaira, if that's true, then there's a modern pala. Abraham just alluding to Haray. What is the Gemara? Lam da Alan Alva say not for me between the Lushainas. Agam. What's the svar? What's the problem with Agam? Explain. And therefore. According to the Shekama, according to the Shabbatra, so what does that mean? What is that telling me? How are you kind if it's not in the Agam? With what? Kin Chatzer, right?
According to the
Shabbatra, Kin Chatzer. If you're telling me that the Raj was saying that it's working Lay Bez and Masna. Bez is doing the Kenyan, Hefker Bez and Hefker.
No.
So then how's it not Kamina with Tinaga? How's that not Kamina by Aga?
So I also have another question on that. So then why does the Gemara say Naya Fashir? Who cares?
We care. Because we need.
I just.
You asked a question, you want an answer, or you just want to ask the question again?
Yeah, okay.
Good. As we said before, even if it's like Bezin Masna, the Bezin is only doing it after the Yerus of Daita, then it's Kedai for him. So the Svar of Naich Nashe is that's all in the Bezin's psychoanalysis of the situation, is it Kedai or not? Because that's the Aleph Beis in order for Bezin to do it. There's two things here. One is it Kedai? And another thing is, how is it happening? Is it happening that they're doing it or Bezin is doing it? But the Aleph Beis is it has to be Kedai. We have to establish that it's Kedai. Like the Rashi says, Yor Lusav Daita.
When it says our Beis is doing it, means the Beis is making the Kenyan or Beis is going into his Das and he's doing the Kenyan?
Well, that is what we're handling over here. That is exactly what we're handling. So, if we say Lay Bezin Masna, right, that sounds like Bezin's doing it. Like other places we find Lay Bezin Masna means Bezin is doing it. Right?
Bezin's doing it, then there's no Naskarabah.
It sounds like he's saying like, the Yard.
What?
Bezin's doing it, then there's no Naskarabah.
Okay, but the Rashi has a lashon hamafkid le'akni parasei mamish el denasikayim malay. Fine, calls to add to the confusion over here. It's el ma'alchay from the Gemara on Lamadal and Malav from the Kash of Agam. It's muchach, right? That the Kenyan is not Bez is not doing the Kenyan. There's no way you get out of that Kasha. What does that mean? The Agam. That means the Yilu Lishna Basra. Yeah, the Kenyan is happening because the Koyach Hakna over here is coming from the Bible. It's not Bezdin using their superpower of Hefke Bezdin to intercede over here and make a Kenyan. It's Zichel the Bible that's making the Kenyan. That's why that meaning. That's why it has to be Beshusai. As Beshusai. So the Shail is though. So then the Shail is. What's the Rajba seems to be saying that you don't need Lev Bezdin Lishakama. Koshal Lishakama, there he says, the Kani Machmas Haknas HaMafkin Atzma. Sounds like there he's doing it on his own without the help of Bezdin. Hashenki Lishmasa is without Bezdin. So this is a very difficult point here in this Rajba. Very, very difficult point. And this Rajba, where is this Lay Bezdin Masna? What exactly is the nature and how is it fitting in over here?
Mm-hmm. Can I be saying that he's just coming to the Fuke that's not the Bunim? That's not that it's the kind of Amafke Atzma is that he's doing the Kenyan. It's still Yared, it's just that he's saying that.
Here
can be the Bunim. Even though he died now, the Bunim. Even though he died, and the Bonim are should be the ones doing it because it's the Mafreya.
No, that's how he's talking about it here. But Phil Mays Kaidim, he's just saying that you don't. He's just saying that there's no problem here of Akna. He's being Machmir. What do you mean?
Yeah, He did not know. I did Beizing. But it's always why the Rapha is going to say Mafkid Atzma is just Lafuke, that's not the Banim. It's obviously not the Banim because at the time of the Kenyan, the Banim are not around anymore.
Kosher the Shekama. Koni Machos Haknos Hamafkin Atzmai. Okay. Now, just one more Nakuda in the Rajba. One more Diak. So when the Rajba said that according to the first Lashon, right, according to the first Lashon, there's no problem at Shomel Banan because the Mafkid is kind of Mafreya, right? Oh. So he says, and when he wants to prove, again, he's done, one second, the Tanai was, in Tirsavitna Shalmeini, right? Maybe he has to pay him. Even if you come, but what was the Tanai? You pay me. Hey, you pay, maybe pay the bottom not, right? So he says, there's no. Then Cain, Maikam Bailan Hacha. Maikam Bailan Hacha. It means the right from our Gemara that Tishalmeini is lav dafka.
Because otherwise it makes no sense. He's not here to get. What? Right? He's dead.
Well, our Gemara is talking about when the guy is dead.
Right.
So, and the children are being, the child are the children mocking it. Even if Tishalmeini is dafka, that's when the father's making it tonight. When the children are making it tonight, then let it be dafka, but they're the ones that are getting it. The Rajma proves from our Gemara that Tishalmeini is lav dafka. It makes no sense.
Going back all the way back, right?
Well, what's the deal?
It's not a deal. The Rajma says, in Cain, the Rajma wants to show Tishalmeini is lav dafka. So therefore, if the father's making it tonight, b'shas kal mafreya, b'shas meshicha, Tishalmeini, the fact that he died and he's paying the kids, no problem, right?
Pointing me
out. Huh? Shilma Lebanim is not negated the first Lashon, right? That's what he's saying?
Yeah.
Why? Because he's being maknit. And, but al Tanai Tishalmeini. Tishalmeini is lav dafka, he's rafting Baran Gittin. Meila, you could pay, the Tishlum could be to the bottom also, right? Says the Rajba, I'll prove it to you that Tishalmeini is lav dafka. If you tell me Tishalmeini is dafka, you have to pay me and not the kids. Then says the Rajba, Maikam Abay Lon Hacha. You tell me the Shemaini is Dafka, then what is the Shaila by us? Yes, those are words of the Rajba. Implied is that he's saying that if it has to be to him, then the Gemara wouldn't have a suffix of Shilma Lebanon.
Because is it sad to say that it goes to the Banim, so the Shemaini obviously has to be also to the Banim?
If Tishalmeini is dafka, then Shilmul Banim is a no-brainer. There's no question. Shilmul Banim doesn't work because you're not paying him. Uh-huh. That's what the Rajba says.
Rashi points out that.
One second. The question is, but if the Gemara is talking about dafka, if the Gemara is dafka,
Tishalmeini.
The suffix of the Gemara is dafka, Lishna Basra, and it's dafka because it's the children that are being makna, and the guy died before, and it's the children that are being makna, and that's why we have a suffix. Then the Shalmeini could be dafka all at once, still the children could get it. But the children are making it tonight. If the Shalmeini is going to the children, is if they're being paid.
Shalmeini
knew. No one said anything. No one. There's no. Shalmeini was never uttered by anybody.
I know.
What? understand. It's all Nasa Kailu.
Right.
Oh, you're just saying that it would be Tishalini.
I mean, Tishalini doesn't bother us in the second. Tishalini doesn't bother us in the second.
Of course not. Maybe Tishalini is Dafka. So when it's the father that's doing it, Tishalini is Dafka. Yeah, and therefore, according to the first law, maybe Adrav, maybe won't be kind because Shemeni is Dafka. Right? What do you mean? Otherwise, what is the Gemara suffering? The case of the Gemara is what? When the Banu being Machner, so what does that do with the Shemeni and the father being Dafka? Palatzim. 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 What's the Adrav saying? Dim Kay, Mike and Boyle and Ocho. We Mike and Boyle and Ocho. We're not talking about that, Bachlau. Pelotim, how do you read these words? Furthermore, Elevadai, Hachikama. The tears of it, this Shalain, right? Not the Shalmaini. You delete those last two letters. And change it from a.
Rashi does that when he explains tomorrow. Multiple times.
We'll talk about it for, right? Chivin Shekain, and so I don't lose the flow. Chivin Shekain, Afka Shemei's Karim Shenigdeva, yeah? Ikal Neymar, the Kana. We'll have like it tonight. Chivin Shenigdeva, Kani, Le Machsho. Ikal Neymar, the Kana. Ikal Neymar? Huh? Ikal Neymar? Why don't Ikal Meimar? Mechivin Shekain, yeah, that the Shalmein is Lav Dafka. So therefore, according to the first Lashon, right? Ikal Meimar, the Kana.
Well, that's the Suffolk in the Gemara.
No, it's not the Suffolk in the Gemara, according to the Rashi, Chayre. Okay, because the Suffolk in the Gemara is when the guy died before, according to the second Lashon. Right? According to the second Lashon, that it's the kids that took over, and then we have Shalei they mocked it or not. But according to the first Lashon, where it goes back then, and it's the father that's doing it, you don't have the Suffolk of the Gemara. The whole Suffolk of the Gemara is on the kids, not by the father. So what's he saying? Ikla Meima.
What's the issue here? What's the issue?
The last thing?
Yeah.
What's Ikla Meimer? V'chim v'shekein, that Shalmein is lav dafka, k'shmei is kayim v'shenigneva. Ikla Meimer in the Kana. The Havleke Tanai. So he's going the first Lashon, right? The whole time he's going the first Lashon, right? Kol Shekhi Lashon Kama. He's going the first Lashon. And the second he goes back to El Distapakna, going to the second Lashon, right? But right now, this whole piece is going, all this is going the first Lashon. Kol Shekhi, he says, going to the first Lashon. That's Chal Mafreya. The Meila, we don't care if it's Shumel Abanim. Why? Because the Tanai is. Is the Shalmeini is Lav Dafka, Im Kaim Tanai afterwards, so who cares, right? So Kol Shekhi Lekamei, there's no problem him dying before, right? Nav Leke Tanai, Chin Shenigneva, Kani Leim Achsha, right? One second, right? We'll go in the first Lashon, right? So why does it say Ikla Meimar? Ikla Meimar the Kani. It's mashma, it's not so pashit. Ikla
Meimar.
And
maybe the Raivis is just getting honorable mention.
What?
Honorable mention for the Raivis. In other words, the Raivis, he says Rashi's anchor, but the Raivis still is interpreted the Gemara as a something.
I mean, the whole piece here is going to argue the Raivis.
He likes Rashi's shot, but...
I don't know why he says at the end, the Kevin Chenigam of Kunim the Mahsha, he's Kunim now or not Kunim? Was he Kunim before or not Kunim before?
After Shemes, it's kind of before. If the man will kana, the other ketanai, he was shenigneva kana lemachshav. Kind of from before.
Oh.
From machshav meaning.
From the time before he died.
No.
No.
Machshav means from the shas mashicha.
Right, which was before he died.
No. Which was before he died, but not like right before. Yeah. Say it, isn't it? Before he's, yeah.
Maybe it's talking about Lishmi Kama.
No. Okay, one second. So, again, Mitai Chatcha Gadol, I would maybe want to say in the Rajba, yeah? What Betzem we see in Taisvis, according to Masha, and that is that Taisvis has a svar to say that there's a suffix even in the Lishna Kama. There's a suffix even in the Lishna Kama. Not the suffix of Naich Nafshei. What Taisvis says. Again, Taisus learns out, we're talking about Shilem Labal, right? Isha died, couldn't revive, Shilem Labal, which is parallel to Shilem Labanim, right? You pay the Irish, not the original person, right? Shalom and Isha, Shilem Labal. Shalom and Dav, Shilem Labanim. And the Gemara is Mesupik, that even Lefi Tzad, that by Shilem Labanim, yeah? You will get the kefil. So the text tells in Lashon that the ish is not chasa on her husband. And the mashal this brings out is as far to say that even though the gemara is talking about Lishna Basra, right? And where the children are being kainit, they were kainit, now they're being maknit. That's the Gemara. But it's far to say that even Lishna Kama is still a suffix, a new suffix. What is a suffix? Maybe the father is only willing to maknit the kefil when he shouldn't have to matriach lebezdin. And the Ritva throws in such an idea. You know the Dvar is not the Patriarch Bezdin guy, which might be a problem. But the Dvar throws in such an idea, right? So we're even me Makarov close to the Rashi and the Dvar on a lens. But anyway, until then it'd be the same. But just kidding, you know. The Ritva is Maramis in such an idea, and the Mashah and Taisvis speaks out such an idea, even though Rukveger argues in Mashalim Shat and Taisvis. And the idea is a new Svara. Yeah? Maybe when the father is Machne the Kefil, why? Because this way he's saving himself a Tircha. This guy's going to pay, he's going to have Tircha, etc. Maybe for his own Tircha, okay. You shouldn't be matriach me, I'll be making the kefil. You shouldn't be matriach my children, no, let them work a little bit. Yeah? He's not so worried about the tircha of them being matriach lebezdin. In other words, it's not gedai for him to make the kefil if by shilim labanim. What's the shayla? Shilim labanim also, if you're going to pay very nicely, and you're not going to matriach who the bezdin? The banim, right? So maybe, one second, no, well, we're going to the Shekama. The father's been making the kefil. We're going to the Shekama.
Right, but the
we're going to the Shekama.
Yeah.
Say it, but again, who's been making the kefil? Right. Father's been making the kefil. So we want to know, is the father making the kefil in order to say, because he's being saved in Tericha, so he's willing to make the kefil. Is the father willing to make a kefil to save the children from tercha? Not all fathers are nice. Let the kid work something. The lays are good for them. Doesn't do anything. All he's doing is give him money. Takes my credit card. Keeps on swiping my credit card. Let him chase the guy down. Let him work for his money a little bit for once. Okay. So that's a shayla. That could be a suffix even for Lishna Kama. And maybe the father is not being makna the kefil when it's shilim labanim, because that he should save himself tircha, he's willing to makna kefil to save the children from tircha. Maybe he's not willing to makna the kefil. So that's a svara which is not in the Gemara. Yeah, that's a svara which which according to the Marsha, Taisus is saying that even if you listen to Kama, when it's the father being mocked everything way back then, it's not the children that are being mocked, because you don't have the Gemara Svara of Nayak Nafshe, not Nayak Nafshe. You don't have the Gemara Svara. You have a new Svara. A new Svara, which was, for some reason the Gemara forgot to discuss. And there's a new Svara, is the father mocked in the Kefal to save the children from Tircha, is the guy from to save the children from Tircha Bezdin, the only mocked in the Kefal.
He holds on for himself, but
after he dies. No, he's not getting the kefil. Either way, the kids, you don't take it with you. Sorry, that's the way it is. That's the way it is. What?
So they'll get it at some point on the show?
Who?
The sons.
Right. So the question is is he willing to say that if you'll pay my children, meaning, what do I gain? Yeah, what do I gain by you paying my children? Nothing. What is gain? The children are not being matriach lebedina. So the question is, am I going to be willing to be matni you, the kefil, so that my children shouldn't have to work hard? Or I'll say no. I would prefer that there should be kefil in the estate, even though it's going to go to my children. Let them get the kefil. They might have to work for it. Okay, let them work for it. Yeah, it's not worth it for me. My husband said, "For me, it's me go shlepe. I don't like shlepe." Okay, let them work. Right? This is such a svara. So Akapalim said that there's room to say, there's room to argue, there's room to argue in Lishna Kama. Maybe we have a suffering. And this is what is merum is in Taisus, and this is where the mashallah is Taisus. A whole new idea. It's also merum is in the Ritva. Ritva says, might be saying such an idea if you saw the Ritva well. So when the Ritva brings Rashi and he brings down that the suffix of Gemara is where the kids are being maknit, he brings the Yesh Aimrim, which is the Rashba, that Rashi is Dafka Meis Bailim Kaidim, but if he died after, then Vishur is Kaina. Yeah? Oh, then the Rebbe throws in a very funny line. The imtim tzalayma, the ihu leimak nekfeila, ela b'sheshi leim la'atzmai, shaloi hetri choy lebezdin. Right? Elma, you want to tell me? Yeah? Elma, you want to tell me? That maybe, even if he died afterwards, yeah? That maybe we should have a shayla. That the kid should get by shul banim should be kefil. Why? Because iloy mak nekfeila el b'shil matzmai shleitrich lebezdin. That's the svar of Taisus Masha, etc. Maybe Rashba. Imkayim banim navi heichim matzim maknile. The pshat meneva wasn't theirs. Says Ritva, don't tell me that we could clear the shayla of the Gemara even if the father died afterwards, because maybe if the father died afterwards, then he was already machnit. No, say no. Maybe he wasn't machnit. Right? Maybe the father wasn't machnit. Why? Because he's only machnit to save himself there. Because maybe the father wasn't machnit. This is smart. Maybe the father wasn't machnit. Says Ritva. Okay, but the father wasn't machnit, so tell me fine. Now first he says, the Rashba says, no, of course the father's machnit. Says it about 1 second, maybe the father wasn't machnit. Wonderful. So you want to tell me the father wasn't machnit, so he wasn't machnit. But then the kids aren't being machnit either. To say that the Gemara is talking about a case where the father died afterwards, yeah, is impossible, says the Ritva. Rashi learns he died before, and that's the only case that the Gemara could work. But if he died afterwards, then first we say he was already kind. I want to actually say, no, he wasn't kind. Why wasn't kind? I'm going to bring you this new Svara. Yeah? But once you bring me that new Svara, then fine. So they're not going to get it. He's not going to get it because the father wasn't active. Okay, but that's not going to help you for the Gemara. But then the kids aren't going to get it either. The kids aren't being mocked with KV because they never got it. The father died afterwards. It's not, you can't have the Gemara. It's not the gay, the Pshat and the Gemara. Right? It's not a gay, the Pshat and the Gemara. It's not going to help Pshat and the Gemara. But probably you see the Riva, you do see this Svara. The Riva did throw out this Svara. At least as a tzad. Not that that was good for the Gemara something, but he did throw out this Svara, that there is a Svara out there to say that maybe the father is not mocking the kefil. The father's not mocking the kefil. Why? Only he doesn't get the money. Why? Because you weren't mature him. In fact, you're not mature to the kids. That's a Svara not to get the kefil.
Right.
So
it's the opposite of right.
What?
It's the opposite of right. 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 Right.